Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Journey, the world was shut down. I was like, what the heck is happening? And why am I talking about like Khloe Kardashian when I'm like struggling right now? So I stopped the podcast, I halted it. And at that time, I was kind of gaining some traction on TikTok for talking about mid-sized fashion and just sharing my day and sharing my family. And so I pitched a podcast concept to Dave Portnoy. And then that's when I got, my most recent job at Barstool, and that's where I rebranded to Tea with Publicity, and that's where I made that shift from just pop culture to now I talk about pop culture, but I do it in a segment versus it leading the entire show.
I love that story for people that don't know this. I mean, you literally just like slid in Dave's DMs, right? And I mean, you essentially said, I loved the start line, but it was like, you know, hear me out. I want, you know, I want to pitch to you kind of this real podcast about your body image and like just everything that was going on with you personally, which was something that was so different from Barstool. When you messaged Dave, I mean, did you know anyone at Barstool before? Had you ever interacted with them?
Not really, but like I was feeling really spiritual, which is so weird because before
I want to ask you about this too. I love your manifest.
Pandemic, yeah, I wasn't that spiritual necessarily.
Okay.
But I was having this like midlife crisis where it was in a pandemic. I was turning 30. I was moving into an apartment for the first time ever in my life. So I saw a psychic and I really started being open, not even a psychic, like a medium who I really trusted because it came through a friend who had lost someone, and like she really had gotten great signs. And I was just getting really open to this like notion that there's like spirits and they're around us in the universe and this and that. And I started becoming this like woo-woo girl, which I still am. And I went to the medium, and you know, after I talked to all the dead people,
I connected with all my dead relatives, like everyone dead. And then, okay.
After I connected with all my guardian angels, he said something to me. He was like, something is like blowing up in your career right now. And I was going viral on TikTok and I gained like 250,000 followers overnight.
Wow.
And he was like, something's blowing up. And like, it's just at the like, it's coming to a climax and like it hasn't even burst yet. Like something really big is on the horizon. And he's like, I feel it. Like I can't even like explain it to you. Like I just like, I feel this thing is coming. And like, it was like 2 weeks later where I was sitting on my couch right here behind me. And I was like, I'm just going to pitch Dave. Like, I don't know why. And I just knew he would answer. Like, I had this, like, divine, like, I just had this feeling. Like, I was like, he's going to answer because I'm right. Like, my pitch makes sense. And it's strong. And he's going to know I'm right because I am. Like, and I literally said, like, you don't have anyone like me on your network. Blah, blah, blah. The the thing that I want to preface this with for your listeners that don't know me is I'm not with Barstool anymore. I think I don't want that to like define my career, because it was only a year and a half of this like 10-year career.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people get really hung up on my time there. But for me, it did what I needed it to do. For me, I don't know if it did what they needed it to do for them, because I was really only there for a year and a half. But for me, like, it helped me really grow my audience. It helped me build like my community, the T Tribe, do some live shows. And I'm just like thankful for that time. And now I feel like I'm on to my next thing, where I'm having my next spiritual awakening.
On to the next. I know. I mean, it was huge that you were picked up. I mean, it was like, that was a big thing. And I want, you know, how were the Barstool, because, you know, the stoolies are like a whole thing, you know? Yeah. I mean, were they immediately welcoming? Were they like, well, who's this chick? I mean, you know, and it was hard because you were not a sports, you know, it's hard. That is sort of their cornerstone thing is sports, you know? So it's like, you came in, you know, you have your own brand, your own show. But how did the stoolies accept you? Were they like, all right, we're down?
I don't think they did. I had to, you know, I have my Twitter notifications muted. I don't read Reddit. I would blog sometimes, and then I would have to delete it because, you know, people would be saying how ugly and fat and disgusting I am. And like, I'm just like, I couldn't, for me, it's like out of sight, out of mind. So I just didn't look.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong. Bend for your king. Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I didn't have any notifications on for anything. So for me, I've been living like this gorgeous life of bliss where it doesn't matter, because really what I set out to do there, which I accomplished, was to have a female audience. So I knew like I couldn't let these like men in the middle of nowhere like stop me from moving forward. So what I did was like my audience is 90% women.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And the women see me, know me, relate to me, and like they're lovely, like so lovely. So it was more just like, I don't know if, I think that's maybe what didn't mix, because I wasn't like talking about like sex and salacious things, but that's, I mean, it's fine. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't trying to reach those people.
Right, right. You were trying, you know, you were being you, they were trying something new. And, yes. You know, yeah, I mean, you know, you have to try different things. And I think it was such a great pivot for you to do it, because why not? You know, I mean, see if it works, see if it stuck. Yeah. And well, so what was for you the biggest takeaway of working there? Like, what? Because I do think, like, I love looking back at all the work experience. I'm like, oh my God, and it all makes sense. Like, it all kind of makes you ready for the next step, ready and ready, you mm-hmm. know? So what do you think some of the biggest lessons were that you took away from your time at Barstool?
I think I'll never work for someone else again in my life, which I kind of, and that's not even any shade to them.
I know.
I said going in, before I worked there, I was like, I will never work for someone else. I'm like a born entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I knew against my own like integrity and gut that it was like a really like big risk for me, but it was one I was willing to take knowing it would help me, and it did. So like, I don't regret it. I think it was amazing. I loved my coworkers. I had nothing but good things to say, but I just think my life, I'm the kind of person through anything in life, like all my experiences, even the awful PR things, like I kind of learned the hard way sometimes. I like to take risks. Like, I'm really, yeah, really a risk taker. I love trying things new. I love switching things up. And I think the lesson is just keep evolving. Like, I just don't think you should ever be complacent, and just always keep reaching for the next thing. Like, I knew in going there, I was only going to go 2 years. I knew it was very much a stepping stone for me. I knew I wasn't a lifer, you know, like, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll do this for 2 years and then I'll continue on with my life. But it's perfect. And now I feel like I'm back at that place that I was in like 2020, where all these like signs and things are coming to me, and I feel like I'm in such a great career place, and like I'm reaching the next level even more. So I'm like just excited. Like, I like the journey.
And by the way, like, if people want to hear the full story, you do this really great podcast that was out like 2 weeks ago, maybe a little longer.
Oh, yes.
All about really kind of what happened. You go into great detail. I mean, it's really what you're saying here, but you know, you kind of talk more about the evolution and, you know, some of the restrictions that were there. I think all of us, anybody that's worked for a big company knows there's so many things you can't do, you know, when you're mm-hmm. there, you can't do certain things, can't post about things. So, you know, people should listen to that, because it's great. And I could just relate so much as someone that worked for iHeartRadio and just felt so stifled at times, and like, oh, I just want to work for myself. And be able to you know, have on any guest I want and do everything. And not that I'm saying that was your situation, but anyway, you did a great podcast about that.
Thank you.
So now wait, can you keep the name T with publicity, or did Barstool own that and you're rebranding?
They were supposed to, but they gave it to me, which was very nice. So I'm keeping the name. I'm keeping everything. Everything's mine, which is fantastic. I think part of that is my name's in the name. So no one else could fill the shoes of publicity because it has my nickname in the name. But also, you know, it was mutual. Like, we really just both felt like it just wasn't working. And so I keep everything, which is amazing. The podcast hasn't missed a beat. I am now doing a lot of, I mean, I was doing most of this when I was there, but like, I am the producer, the video editor, the audio editor. I do the social clips. I run my finances. I do my marketing. I get my own guests. I do my merch. Like, I am like a one woman show. And I'm so fortunate because I have some really like great opportunities coming, and now I'll be able to, I'm in this amazing place right now where before I felt like I was chasing down managers and I was chasing down people, and now things are coming to me. And first of all, it feels nice, but also it's a lot of decisions to be made. So I'm trying to decide, will I sign with another network? Will I keep things in house and just create my own like women's brand? I don't know. I don't know what the answers are, but I'm really just like, I'm really trying to be chill about things, and I think I'm doing like an okay job.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, sounds like you're really knowing yourself and who you are and what you want, which is like where we all strive to be, you know? So that's a good place.
Just years of therapy.
Therapy and some psychics, some mediums, yeah. That helps.